Yeah, look at this. Boy minei Reb Zeir and Reb Yehuda. Reb Zeir was a shalach from Reb Yehuda like this. Isha mal shetivdek atzmo labayla. If an isha wants to, it's a nice thing to do to check herself right before Tashmish, for even for husband's sake, to make sure she's tall. So Amalei says back to him, letivdek. No, she should not make the bdik. It's not worth it. Don't do it. For the moral of a tivdek, let her do it. Matter of fact, what's the difference? We're not saying she has a chiv too. If she wants to do it, what's wrong? So we're saying, yes, still it's wrong. Because him came, if the wife does that in front of her husband, leave by night for your parish, means the husband will have doubts now. If he sees his wife making the bdika, it must be that he thinks maybe she's telling him that she fell down. So therefore, will be parish, therefore it's not kedai to make the bdika. Boy, Malay Rabbab and Rafuna. Isha Marsha Tivda Gatsuma Kishir Vesis. Should an Isha check itself right after Tashmish? Today, Lechayiv by Lechatis. Rabbi Gemara later about this. That she makes a bdika right after Tashmish, and she finds to be Tamei, so we have a right to say that she was Tamei before Bishas Tashmish, and the husband that lived with the leader, so Bichai Vachatis. Omer, is that back to first of all, Mimish Kachasol Lebdika? Is it possible to make a good bdika in this time Kishir Vesas? It's not possible. That Tani, we learn, like we'll see later, is there a Shir Vesas? What's the Shir to check yourself right afterwards to say that Dan was there before? It's a Moshe example. The Shamesh, that's a waiter like the Yed and the Edim, Shem Demetan, I'm standing by the door. When the waiter goes out, the Edim come in. Here also means like as soon as the Shamesh, as soon as you finish beer, right away you have to check her, that next second. Have a vest, Shomu, Likinuach, and this only helps if she just wipes herself. But if she's right after the Eva comes out, she's going to take a cloth and go inside and make a Bdika, that takes too long by the time she comes out. It's not a proof to say the dam was there before. So there's not enough time to make a bdika and then say the dam was there before. So anyway, he's not chayiv echatis. Elul must say this. The question is, Marsha tikinuach. Maybe she could die for as soon as the husband comes out of her, right then she should just wipe herself there. And to see whether she's tamei, if she wipes herself, and see she's tamei, that's a proof the dam was there before and the husband will be chayiv echatis. And he could be on his son to the shalom like this. Hoki boy minei. And I'm not just time to wipe herself, but maybe right after Tashmish she should make a good bedikah, stick a hand in there, and she should check herself well. And she comes out, she finds herself, she's tamei, and then it's a suffix whether that dam was there before Bishas Tazim was there. So Bechayev Nashim Toli. All my lawyers, he said back to him, such a bolty shayla was left tibdik. No, she should not check herself. For the moment, tibdik, let her check herself, what's the difference? I'm saying, leave by night for perish. If she checks herself, so the husband will have doubts, maybe she's really tummy, and he won't want to live with her. Therefore, kids is not kedai, so he should check herself. Now it says the Mishnah Bishor she averse. The time what? When she's going to have Tashma, she has to check herself before and afterwards. Omer Abam, Omer Ab Yanai. Vizel Eidin Shatznuis. This is like the Eidin means, this is the manner of what Snuis. They used to do. They used to make a Bdika before and a Bdika afterwards. Omer Abam, Bamam, Abami. Tony Tzrichas, our Mishnah says, every Isha has to. Bishas that Tyrus, that had checked himself before Tashmish and after Tashmish. The at Tony Tznuyas, you say Tznuyas, Mashmoni, a Choshevah lady. Omle said back to Miesh, and yeah, I say, they call him a Kam, did a Chomin, Nikwa Tznuyas, ever listen to the Chomin, they call it Tznuyas. So that's what I meant to say, they listen to the Chomin. Omle Rova, the shame the Makam, did a Chomin, Tznuyas, Le Nikri, or Rosh, Le Nikri, that's not a good Russian. You say, if they don't listen, they're just not called Tznuyas, it's not like a Tzadekis. But not a Russian, they should be called a Russian also, it's not a good Russian. And rather like this, I'm a Reva. He meant to say like this. Tsunurais, these special ladies, aid Shabotku boy Atsunas, the Tashmazir, the aid, the Shmata, they used to check themselves before this Tashmish, and Bert Kizmil of the Tashmashacha, they would not use it over again to check a second time, even though it was clean, but Mash was not as clean as the beginning, they would not use it a second time. But for Shamus Luis, ladies, they were not Tsunurais. Then Boyka, they would check themselves over, use the same Shemata a second time, it wouldn't bother them. So really, you're allowed to do it. Just as Chiddush here, it's newest, they did not do this way. Kufa, what would you say? Omer Reb Zeir, Omer Reb Abba, by Yimya, Omer Shmuel, Isha, Shein Leveses, Asur Leshamish, Atche Tivdeik, Anisha doesn't have a Veses, so, Isha, but this was, Omer Yimya, Omer Reb Abba, by Yimya, Omer Shmuel, Isha Shein Leveses is Asur Leshamash Atche Tivdeik. You have to check her first. This time of the time is Monday, have Tyrus. Yeah. is omale rabzeirun rababa bar yimya. Ein lo vesis boi bedika. What do you say? She doesn't have a vest, then she has to check herself. For mashmiyesh lo vesis loy boi bedika. So why not? We did have our mishnah's mashmu. All mashmu have to check themselves. Omale meant like this. Because we're talking about here bezman tyrus. So omale, yesh, if she has a vest, or if she's awake, then boi bedika, she has to check herself. But Yishonah, she's like sleeping already, Leib Bovdik doesn't have to check, she doesn't have to check herself. Too much of a tircha. Ma'ashenk and Eilu Aves, but Isha does not have a vest kavua, then yes, they know whether she's wide awake. Then Yishonah doesn't mean she's sleeping, Mama, it just means she's not completely awake. Then, boy Bedika, still you have to make a Bedika first. Oh, my Rovo, the Leimle, why don't you say, Yesh lo vestes le tyrus boy Bedika? Where she has a vestes for the tyrus, she has to make a bedika. But labai le boy bedika, labai doesn't have to make a bedika. Ein le vest, less than isha, doesn't have a vest kavua. Why don't you say a few labai le boy bedika? Why don't you answer like that and say this chilek? Or midlo yom lo, since you did not say like this, shamin, it's a proof to say clearly that kasava shmul holds not for locha, that kol labai le boy bedika. If it's the only question of living with your husband, you do not have to make a bedika, even though Tanisha does not have a vest kavua. If it's only for Labailo, it's muta. It's only for Tyrus that you have to make this bedika. Tell me about like this. Chamorin, a husband that works, a donkey driver, or perilim workers, Rabboim, Vesovo, people come home from the Vesovo, Vesemishtam, Nishayim, Lehem, Becheskas Tyra. Their wives are Becheskas Tyra. Or Boyin, Vesheinim, and they're allowed to live with them. Ben Yishonah, Ben Oris, whether they're wide awake or whether they're sleeping a little bit. The Medva, Murum, was this said, Shenichim, Becheskas Tyra. When you left them, they were still Becheskas Tyra. If you left them, they were tamei. Then the other leave tumah that she's still tamei. Until she tells you clearly that she saw she went to the mikvah. I Shmu, the question is, the maimukle, how do you put on this brisa? It's kashora. It's mashmas brisa talking about legayim tilchus tyrus, not stam labayla. See, if she has a vestes, so kashora. He says before, if she's away, she has to make a bedika. Here it says she doesn't have to make a bedika. Vivishain Leves says, Kasha Benor Ben Yishon, he said before, she always has to make a bedika. Even though she's a little bit sleepy now, still they have to make a bedika. So, Mazluyel Matona Abiyesh Leves, she has the vestes over here. So, the question is, she has the vestes, since talking about the tyrus over here, if she's awake, she has to make a bedika. So, the answer is, Vechivin Shetova. Since when the husband comes back, though he was away, so first he has to be to them, he has to talk to her, and tell he wants to live with her. And so he speaks out of means, or Rashi, he has to mafayas her, like they were away for a while. So he has to first start talking to her. If so, ein l'chol b'dik g'dol mizu. Then we're not afraid that since he has to start talking and be nice to her, so she'll remember, if she was really tummy, she'll remember and tell her. So therefore that's called like a b'dika. So that you have to first be tavei, like to ask her. And she has to, like the place says, pirish kivin shabom naderech mefaisa. You have to start talking nice to her first. So during that time, if she really was tamei, she would remember. So therefore, that's considered like a bedika. That's why she's muta. All malera popular rovo mal lemevet kiamas nisen. Should we pass on this last brisa? So we'll say this shver because we're talking about tyrus, and here we're talking about lebezman is there. It means there was no tyrus. So Tyrus talks about it, but even though he's talking about Tyrus, here the Shaila was, Lemeva came a piece of what Tyrus said, Lematsuko, Midi, Biyashona, Hashem, Af, Labaila, Gred, the Sorok, Lakisa, Taveya. Question is, she's a little bit sleepy, maybe even Labaila, the husband should have to wake her up first to make sure she's Tyra. If she's awake, then we understand good. Because if she's told me, she would have told you. But in a case where she's a little bit sleepy, that's the question, do you have a right to live with her or not? So, Ma, Lemeva, Tia, Mathnisa.